Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas, wherever you are.
In the past, on this slot, we've featured the butchers and the bakers, but we've never been able to locate the absolute panel of candlestick makers. But we have them here today, but it's presumably because they were all out at sea. So this week, we've done the next best thing. We're talking about candles themselves, and we've assembled a panel of the top candle makers, and they are the creative director of Max Benjamin. He's Mr. Mark van der Berg. He joins us. Also, the key accounts manager with Torque Candles down in Boris and Carlo, Veronica Dobbs, she also joins us. And we've the operations with Rathbones, a 500-year-old business. Siobhan Kyo also joins us. And you're all very, very welcome.
Thanks,
to the programme. We might start with you, Siobhan. Your business is steeped in history. It's the oldest manufacturing business in the country, and it has a rich and colourful history. Tell us about Rathbones.
Yeah, we're the world's oldest candle company. We were established in 1488, started in Wine Tavern Street in Dublin and moved to various locations. The East Wall would be where a lot of people would remember us, and we're now moved out to Blanchardstown in 2002. We would have lit all the streets, lighthouses, churches. We still light the churches, in fact, to this day. And we would have lit, when you went into Kilmainham Jail, you were given a candle. The candle would last 1 week. If you wouldn't get another one for 1 week, one dinner candle.
Wow.
And if you chose to light it for the whole night, first night, well, that was it. You're in darkness for the rest.
Incredible.
Of the week.
And is it a family business to this day?
It is owned by a businessman. Yes.
Yeah.
And I run it with my husband.
Right.
So yeah, very much a family story.
All right. Well, let's go south now to Boris in County Carlow, where we're joined by Veronica Dobbs from Boramic Torque Candles. Veronica, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Bobby.
Now, you're Ireland's largest manufacturer of candles. You've got an automated line and everything down there, employing 50 people in Boris. Tell us about your business.
Okay, well, as you said, we're based in Boris and County Carlow. We employ 50 people at the moment, a lot of whom would have been with us for in excess of 15 years. And we have one gentleman, Mr. John Cummins, who I have to mention. He's been with us for 42 years. So this means that we have a wealth of knowledge and experience.
Okay. And tell us about the process of making a candle. Just for our listeners, I'm sure they'll be interested. So you're obviously melting wax.
Yeah, we have liquid wax. So
right.
If you think that we have this huge big tank, we've invested heavily in automation, which makes us, you know, the largest manufacturer because we have the capacity. So from start to finish, the glass will be loaded onto a conveyor belt.
Right.
We then have this automated wicking system.
Right.
So it will be wicked and glued in automatically. It's then moved across to where the pouring will take place. Nobody is touching this. This is all being done automatically.
Wow.
It's poured to a certain fill level. Then it moves up along the conveyor belt where it starts to cool. The wicks will be straightened as it's starting to cool and set. The wax will solidify. Then it will come around and come down to be melted off on top. Just gives it the even finish at the top. From there, when it's cool enough, it will go on to a belt which will bring it to the labelling machine. It will be labelled and then go on to a rotator, and this is where
Great.
Our finishing staff take over, and it's boxed or wrapped, whatever.
Okay, well, thanks for sharing that with us. That's
no
very
problem.
Interesting. Let's bring in our third guest. He's Mark van der Berg, and he's from Max Benjamin Candles out there in Enniskerry. I've been out to the factory, Mark.
Yeah.
When was I there? About 2 years ago?
2 years ago. I think you poured a candle yourself, you poured a few candles yourself, I think,
from
memory.
And I remember being hugely impressed.
Yeah.
And again, you're maybe in a slightly different end of the market.
Slightly different end of the market. So it's a very niche product. So I'll just give you a very quick history of Max Benjamin. Max and Ben are my two nephews. So my sister Orla had Max and Ben many years ago now at this stage, and she basically started pouring candles by hand. And you know, she went to America, as we love story, she went to America on a J-1 visa. She was going out with her now husband, and she worked in a candle factory in Florida, of all places. And she learned how to pour candles just into molds and so on. And then she missed Barry too much, so she decided to come home. She took that craft back with her, so about blending and hand pouring and mixing dyes and fragrance and so so on. And she basically had brought the hobby back, and she had candle, what we called candle evenings at home, where she'd make the candles and invite all her friends over, and she'd sell the candles. And then one of her friends had a shop in Dublin. It was Candleberry. It was the first candle shop in Dublin. It was in the Westbury Mall, and she started selling there. And then we did a trade show. Then I came into the business. And then David came into the business, so on. So
two and brothers and a sister.
Two brothers and a sister, yeah. And then because she got married to Barry, and then they had Max and Barry.
Right. Now, can I ask you about then the importance of fragrance?
Yeah.
It's a hugely
important thing for us. I think for us it's really, really important. Now, what fragrance is, whether it's perfume or whether it's home fragrance tells a story. About it always tells a story or takes somebody somewhere. So, for example, when you're walking down the street and somebody passes by you and you smell the perfume, it always takes you somewhere. And we often believe in Max Benjamin that we're trying to create stories through our collections. We've a collection now called Elysium, and it's about transporting people to another world, like Elysium, meaning Nirvana and so on. And we have different fragrances in that collection called Escape to Wonderland and so on. And I think fragrance is a hugely important part of what we all do.
Okay,
it's really, really important.
Let me bring Siobhan Keogh back in from Rathburn. Siobhan, the religious market, the candles in churches, etc., is that a market that's still really important as part of the overall product mix?
Yes, it will always be, we hope, important to us. On saying that, we have identified that it's not a growing market.
Right.
It's not just due to falling numbers, but churches now have to close their doors due to security.
Yeah.
The churches are locked. So in 2010, during the recession, we decided that with such our history, we decided to go into the luxury market. And we also, like Max Benjamin, we hand pour our products. And that was a market we explored. We spent 3 years researching to get that fragrance right, because we also understood how important that really is.
Okay.
So we have fragrances, they reflect the countryside. The collection is called Beyond the Pale.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah. So each one tells its story of Ireland, really. And because of our history going back to 1488, as we export that, people get a piece of Ireland
so
in their home.
So what's this fragrance then associated with Ireland?
Various ones.
Turf?
There's wild mint.
Right.
We have Dublin Tea Rose, Rosemary. Now, all these fragrances, and they all have a modern edge. They have modern fragrances mixed in with them. So they're not your, I suppose, people think of rose and think of maybe an old-fashioned fragrance. There's oud and patchouli in there, and they're all have a really modern edge, as does the packaging and the glass itself. So we're very much a historic product, but a modern, sophisticated luxury edge.
Okay, that's really, really interesting. Okay, folks, I've got three of the best candle makers in the country, if not the world, here in the studio. If you have any questions about wicks, about wax, about whatever it is, get them in here and we'll try and deal with them. Tell us then about the luxury market. And we might ask you this, Veronica, in terms of the beauty, the packaging, the fragrance. It does span the high end of the candle business. How much could you actually get for? What's the most you could actually get from a retail perspective for a candle? How much would somebody pay?
Well, it varies. Everything from the nine, because we're manufacturers, we manufacture to meet all spectrums.
Right.
So everything from the $9.95 box tumbler up to our very large 4-wick. Which is, it's a multi-wick, it's a really exquisite piece, which would retail under 39, around the 39,
okay.
40 euro
right,
mark.
Right. And then is there a sort of a fashion then that you've got to...
Absolutely, yeah.
Tell us about
candles
that.
Are all fashion-led. Well, with candles, you have to like it, to look at the look of it, to pick it up, to smell it. And if you don't pick up a candle and smell it, it's getting lost in translation. So you have to attract people's attention to the packaging. So we have our own in-house design team that design everything from the boxes that we use, the labels, the shape of the glass. And a huge emphasis would be put on fragrance, because our key ethos is getting the repeat customer. We want to provide people with a quality candle at an affordable price.
Mark, I have a text in here that says, had a girlfriend once who loved candles, broke up with her because she was always lighting candles. That's from Bill. He's clearly not a fan.
Okay, he's not a fan. It's funny, it's interesting. It's actually very much a female market, So there you go, Bill. Thanks for that.
We also are most candles based on paraffin wax? Do you make any candles that are... natural aromatherapy oils. That's from Mary.
Yeah, well, we use a blend of three different natural waxes: coconut, soy, and beeswax. We don't use any paraffin in our collections, you know, and especially. Basically all of our collections we've always used natural wax. It's a very important part of our ethos, you know, that the handmade natural ingredient
where does the wax come from, or where typically
mainland Europe we would source our wax from. Yes.
Okay. Right, so there isn't an indigenous supplier of wax.
There generally isn't, like, you know, not that I don't think any of us know any indigenous suppliers of wax. It's some degree of the soy wax would be made in Ireland. This is where the soybeans are harvested, but it's generally from different countries, from America. And from mainland Europe, as you say, you know, as well. So it's an important part of it, I think, you know.
There's a texter here asking about organic candles in a range. How would you define an organic candle?
I suppose with organic it's another one. There is organic wax. We use organic wax as well in our blends, and it's you know, I suppose it applies to natural waxes. It doesn't necessarily apply to paraffin wax, because paraffin is a byproduct of oil, you know.
Right.
So,
Siobhan, about the longevity of a particular candle. I suppose it's clearly driven by how often one would light it for. But the fact that it's a product that you can reuse and reuse.
Yeah, there's actually quite. I'm a scientist. My background is science, and there's a huge amount of science in the whole candle making.
Tell us about the science of candle making.
Yeah,
then.
Like we would choose from about 1,000 wicks, which wick will suit a particular wax blend, what fragrance, and you need to get that it will burn that to exactly the diameter of the candle. So it has to produce that amount of heat, and yet you don't want it too hot that it will become smoky.
Right.
So, and if you change the fragrance by a tiny amount, or change the fragrance at all, the actual fragrance constituents, you need to change the wick. So it takes quite a lot of time to develop a candle. People think it just lands and they're all the same, but no. So that's something we really work on.
That's
that
interesting.
It's high quality,
yeah.
And that you get that maximum burn with a perfect centro as well. There's no point in burning off all your scent. So we work really hard on that.
What about candle wax then, as the candle burns and the wax? Again, is it a problem for some people, you know, that it can stain, or it's not a problem?
It shouldn't be a problem. I mean, I think I would say we're all, for the most part of our business, it's in a container, you know.
Absolutely.
So it's burning inside a container, and that's
self-contained.
The way it's going now as well. So because wax by its nature is very soft, you know. I mean, you know, I think we might have all years ago been producing those old church pillar candle style things, but now it's all in containers. And
For the fragrance market, it would be all in containers.
We would also
have a warning system on the base of all of our candles, and one of the things on that would be that you never move a burning candle.
Right.
You know, no matter, blow it out, let it cool. If you want to move it then, but never move it.
Two other final texts for you, and this one is for you, Mark. Adored the Max Benjamin fig candle. Why can't I get it now?
Well, we actually have...
It's coming back, I'm told.
Well, we have a collection called Illum, just what Veronica was saying earlier about, you know, luxury fragrances. And we have a collection called Illum that we sell. We don't sell it in Ireland, we sell it abroad, but we're looking to bring it to Ireland. It's in Harrods and in London and Fortnum and Mason, basically, and it's they're in the ceramic vases, and we have that fig fragrance. It's called Fig Arabesque, so we have it in a beautiful porcelain vase. So if she wants it, she can buy it online.
Okay, and last question, I suppose, or last text certainly, is, hi Bobby, would you ask any of your panel, are there any places in Ireland for recycling old candles? Is that what happens
with the waste wax?
Yeah.
Yeah, some people would actually use them in oil burners.
Right.
You know, the oil burner that you buy, you put a little tea light underneath it, and then what you've left maybe on the edge of around your candle, you put that on top, it'll melt it down and you will get the fragrance that way.
Wow, that's really, really interesting. Look, it's a fascinating industry that you all live and work in, and you're great ambassadors.
Thank you.
For the craft. Thank you all three for coming in. We had Max van der Berg from Max Benjamin, Veronica Dobbs from Torque Candles down there in Carlow, and Siobhan Kyo from the oldest manufacturer in the country, Rathborne's. Thank you so much, all three, for joining us.
Thank you, Bobby.
Down to business on Newstalk.
Sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas. Wherever you are.